Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
The fire, the chimneys in the world, all the chimneys knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Gimme, gimme more, I can tell now what you wanna know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste then. All this fun now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick or I now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt? Now giving you all of this what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming, nigga, I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can blow.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Milan, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi, and Johnny Milan, where at the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Eight general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dressed, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team states, 3 points per state. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Of the show. This is another installment of Petty Mondays. When you enter the building, make sure you hashtag that I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. Yes, honey. Bitch, we're going to get right into it, bitch, honey. We're going to get on with the show. We're going to talk about some things from state to state, from coast to coast, and from region to region. And we're also going to talk about something that I normally don't talk about, which is celebrities. We're going to talk about celebrities tonight, okay? Because I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch, tonight, honey. Well, let me bring my co-host on, honey. Let me bring my good Judy, Jess Marcus, and Scotta is live on the airwaves with us. Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, just a chillin'.
Yeah.
Let me bring my legendary Brister on from another mother. It's the legendary Jason Bridges. It's live on the airwaves with
I'm here. I thought
what's
you
going
was.
On?
No, yeah. My aunt came over. She came over and she just wrapped my foot. It's just sprained. It's not broke, so. If it don't feel no better, I'll go in the morning.
Okay, I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better today, honey, okay? But before we get into the balls that happened this weekend, I wanna talk about celebrities real quick, okay? So, you know, last night, big shout out to Carly B, honey, you know, for winning a Grammy last night, right? So, I posted up a picture, you know, on Instagram. Shout out to everybody on YouTube. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. And shout out to everybody that's watching on Instagram, that's watching us right now on Instagram. So, I posted up a picture of Carly B and Nicki Minaj. I actually posted up a picture of Diana Ross' daughter on the phone at the show last night calling somebody, and so I put underneath the caption, someone needs to go in the room and check on Nikki and make sure she didn't kill herself. So, you know, a lot of people thought it was funny, well, you know, the picture I posted up. So I guess on Instagram, you know, the trolls on Instagram that they call themselves the Barbs, you know, Nicki Minaj little fans and they little, you know, her little groupies, bitch, you know, felt some type of way about what I posted about Nicki Minaj, okay? So what I wanted to say about it, and I want to know how Jason and Marcus and anybody that's on the phone lines or anybody that would like to call in, excuse me, can call in and, you know, and bring it on up. That was not her daughter. Okay, well, whatever, whoever it was, okay? But you bitches sit here and y'all troll people pages. Huh?
That was one of her daughters.
Okay. Y'all sit here and y'all troll people pages and y'all want to attack people for, you know, posting up the things that they post up about y'all favorite celebrities and things, okay? And this is no disrespect to Cardi B or to Nicki Minaj, okay? If Belka Lee's was to see you bitches in the street, if Onika was to see you motherfucking bitches in the street, bitch, they wouldn't even speak to you motherfucking bitches or motherfucking acknowledge you motherfucking bitches, okay? Y'all are only a motherfucking means to end for them to secure the motherfucking bag, bitch, at the end of the day, bitch, okay? So if y'all was to see them out, baby, we already done seen videos of Cardi B and fans trying to come up and speak to her and security mauls them, bitch, and do all types of things. The same thing is going to happen when it comes to motherfucking Nicki Minaj and her and y'all trying to speak to y'all. These bitches, y'all don't have their phone numbers, okay? Y'all don't have access to their immediate motherfucking email address, can call them or talk to them, and y'all sitting here, y'all riding hard for them and attacking people and saying all the things y'all saying and doing all the things y'all doing to people, and these bitches don't give a fuck about y'all like that, bitch. So for all the ugly-ass fucking trolls that wanted to sit on my Instagram and try it and talk about, oh, I'm fat, my neck, and I need to talk and all types of shit, I don't give a fuck about a bitch motherfucking opinion about me at all, bitch, okay? I am comfortable in my motherfucking skin, bitch. I am comfortable with who I am. It is nothing that you fucking Facebook, Instagram, YouTube trolls are going to say that's going to ever make me feel some type of way about my motherfucking self, bitch, okay? I put the picture up as a motherfucking joke to have a key, bitch, but I don't give a fuck about Bethelese, bitch. I don't give a fuck about Onika, bitch, or any other motherfucking celebrity out there, bitch. You motherfucking girls give a fuck about all that shit, bitch, and y'all troll their pages and all types of shit, bitch. What the only thing I give a fuck about is my show and me securing the motherfucking bag. I can give two fucks about any motherfucking celebrity out there. So you bitches thinking, you bitches going on my page and y'all saying stuff and y'all attacking me and all types of stuff is going to make me change my opinion about shit, bitch. It really is not going to make me change my opinion about how I feel about something, bitch. So since y'all wanted to continue to go at it, bitch, I made more memes and more memes and more memes, and I'm going to keep posting them up since you bitches want to keep coming and you think you want to attack me. And then it's these ugly, dirty, cisgender-ass motherfucking bitches that ain't got a pot to piss in or a motherfucking window to throw it out, bitch. They got so much to motherfucking say, bitch. Okay? Y'all bitches need to get y'all motherfucking lives together and get y'all priorities straight, bitch, before you knock on a bitch door like me, bitch. Because when you knock on my door, bitch, I will come, I will read you, I will read your mother, your grandmother, your ugly-ass child, Miss Thing. I don't give a fuck who it is, bitch. I will get on your page, bitch. I have multiple pages and send you a request and find out everything there is to find out about you, bitch, and read you from the ground to the motherfucking ceiling, bitch, and drag you and your whole motherfucking family, bitch, because when it comes to me, bitch, and you knocking on my door, bitch, there is nothing that is off limits to me, bitch. The only thing that's off limits is health, motherfucking Reed. Anything besides that, bitch, I'm gonna read every motherfucking thing I got, bitch. So you motherfucking bobs that wanna keep coming on my motherfucking page and y'all wanna knock at my motherfucking door, bitch, keep knocking, bitch, because you're gonna keep knocking and it's not gonna be what you asking for, bitch, okay? I will find your phone number, your address, all types of shit and post it up, bitch. I got over motherfucking 10,000 people in a group, bitch. I'll have them call you and call you and call you and keep calling you, bitch. Make you bitches change your phone numbers and all types of shit. Don't fuck with me, bitch. I'm not the one to fuck with. Onika don't give a fuck about you. Becca Lee's don't give a fuck about you, bitch. At the end of the day, you're only a means to them securing the motherfucking bag, bitch. Without y'all, nobody would know who the fuck they are. Without y'all, motherfucking going out here and buying their music and doing the shits that they doing, bitch. But you think they actually sitting here and they thinking about y'all, motherfucking bitches? They're not thinking about y'all. Okay? So I just wanted to put that out there for the ugly trolls that want to keep trolling my page and saying the shit that they want to say and stuff. I had to just let y'all motherfucking ugly bitches know. You know, I entertained y'all last night, but I ain't entertaining y'all no more. I give a fuck about neither one of those bitches. They ain't putting no motherfucking money in my pocket. Bitch, I ain't calling them talking on the phone with them, bitch. Neither are y'all. Bitch, y'all sitting here worried about them, bitch. You need to be sitting here worried about securing your bag and your future, bitch, and filing your taxes instead of sitting home waiting for your motherfucking welfare check to come, bitch, or waiting for your daddy, your baby's daddy motherfucking child support that you don't put him on. Come in. That's what you bitches need to be worried about. I ain't the one to play. Okay, but that's all I had to say. But how do y'all feel about, you know, the shit?
Jason, you want to go first?
I mean, good welcome. One, I've never been a Nicki Minaj fan, and everybody knows this. I've just never understood her. I'm not going to compare her to Lil' Kim. I'm just not. I refuse. I feel like, one, I'm a 40-year-old gay man, so getting into arguments and reading people over people that I will probably never meet that don't give a fuck about me and I could give two shits about them, that's beneath my time. There are more serious things that I need to worry about, like if this man is going to shut the government down in a couple of days. That's what you should have been focusing on. That's what you need to be worrying about. Is your bills going to get paid for the next month while you worrying about somebody who defends a pedophile and she really don't like you gays to begin with, but y'all defend her? I digress. I really didn't. The only thing that about last night that I really had a problem with is I'm going to say that, one, black people, we can't be racist because it's just not built in us to be racist, but we can be big.
Girl, what?
But we can be big. We can't be racist because this system was set up against us that we can't be racist, but we are bigots. And people need to understand that a tribute is just that, a tribute. And who's to say that a certain person of a certain color can't do a tribute to somebody else?
Let me tell you something, Jason. Since you brought that up, the Motown tribute, okay? Since you brought up the Motown tribute, when I seen that last night and everything that they Jennifer Lopez did in the tribute last night, I said to myself, that's probably why they didn't pick one of the African-American girls to do the tribute, because they wanted someone that can actually, you know, sing and dance all at the same time. And a lot of the African-American girls out here are not singing and dancing and doing all those flips and everything that they had going on.
Right.
And Motown was about all of that jazz and that snazz and that moving and shaking and dancing when it came to Motown. And a lot of these African-American artists are not giving you that. So maybe that's why they picked Jennifer Lopez, because she can give you that.
I think they picked Jennifer Lopez because the Grammys has an audience that they need to entertain. And so just as when a few years ago Chance the Rapper brought Tamela Mann in, they're trying to cross the races and the genres of music to appeal to more people and maybe open audience. Even when the Super Bowl does it, with no try to bring in, you know, Maroon Five and Travis Scott, they're just trying to merge, you know, to cross the, you know, to cross over, to help people cross over, to make it more entertaining and actually people pay attention to it. So yeah, I think y'all overthinking this, sis. And Jason, black people can't be racist, sis.
No, they can't.
Girl.
We can agree to disagree on that. We can be bigot, but we cannot. We cannot be racist. This system was set up against us because this whole system in the United States was set up against us for us to be racist. In order to be racist, you have to be predominantly in control of everything. What are we in control of? We can't stop white people from getting jobs. We can't stop white people from starting businesses and out there.
I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and they asked me, "Have I ever slept with a white person?" And I told them, "No, I would never sleep with a white person. That don't mean that I hate white people. I just won't sleep with a white person." It's just not my thing.
So it's your preference.
It's not my preference to sleep with a white person. That's just my preference. I'm not racist. I love white people down, but I'm just not gonna sleep with one. I'm not gonna be in a relationship with one.
But how do you know you don't like something if you haven't tried it? Or you're not attracted?
Because I'm not gonna try it. I go out all the time with my girlfriend. We go out all the time, Marcus and Jason. I go out with Jack. Y'all know, and Jack, he deals with all different types of collective people that like to go to all different types of restaurants and all types of things. And it's just certain things that I'm not gonna try. My boo, bitch, like, you know, try to get me to try different things. It's just certain things that I'm not gonna try.
It's just certain things I'm just
not gonna put in my mouth. It's not for my palate.
How do you know if you've never tasted it?
The same reason why a lot of you homosexuals out here don't motherfucking like pussy and y'all ain't never have it and y'all ain't never try it. How you know you don't like it if you ain't trying?
Well, who is y'all?
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. How you know you don't like pussy? How you know you don't like pussy if you ain't never tried it? Okay? There's a lot of people running around here talking about saying that they gay. They this. How you know you don't like the how you don't know you don't like pussy, or how you know even with the lesbians, or you know, how you know you don't like pussy if you ain't never tried it? With the lesbians, how you know you don't like dick if you never tried it? It's the same thing. I don't need to try it, just like they don't need to try it.
I'm gonna pray for y'all.
Pray for me for what?
In these racial.
I don't need nobody to pray for me. I don't need praying. I just don't. It's the same thing. I just don't like certain things. I'm just not gonna try. I love white people. Okay. I have a lot of white people in my house. Okay. I deal with white people on a regular basis. But me in a relationship with a person, a Caucasian person, it's just not for me.
You might be missing out on the love.
Me, motherfucking me, running around trying to eat frog legs and motherfucking all types of organic stuff It's not for me. I'm not putting that shit in my mouth. I know what I like in my mouth. I know what my palate likes. And I'm not going to try to go outside of what my palate likes to please somebody else. No.
So what, Kelly? What if I had frog legs prepared for you and didn't, and just told you it was chicken?
And then I found out it was frog legs, bitch. I would read the dog shit out of you. And
you know, somebody
all,
did
first
that
first
to me before.
And first of all, when it comes to me and eating things, bitch, I'm gonna ask questions. I'm not Mikey, bitch. I'm not just gonna eat it, bitch. I'm not just gonna put shit in my mouth. I'm gonna ask you,
no,
bitch.
I'm telling you, somebody.
I do it all the time. Okay. I do it all the time when people are cooking. Excuse me. When people are cooking, I say, "What are you cooking?" And they say, "Food." No, I need to know what you're cooking. Because if you're cooking something that I don't like, I ain't eating it.
Chicken.
What?
Everything, Marcus. Everything don't look like chicken.
You frog. Hold on. It tastes like chicken. And then I went to New Orleans one time, and this boy was like, "I want you to try this alligator." I'm not eating no motherfucking alligator, bitch. Till we went to another restaurant, and you know, ordered something. I'm just thinking it was some type of pasta. He said, "How that taste?" I was like, "Oh, this is good." He said, "You know, you eat an alligator, right?" What? Didn't even know.
And I would have read the dog shit out of here. Go ahead, y'all. Talk. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. So Marcus, why do you think black people can be racist?
Any race can be racist. That is whether you're in power or not.
Okay.
I also think, you know, we have a tendency as Americans to like overextend our experiences of America on other places. People, like, there are people who haven't experienced the same plight as African Americans, and so things that we look at as disrespectful as black people doesn't necessarily transcend overseas and abroad. And I think we should take that into consideration. When we get upset at Gucci and Pratt, they sell that stuff in America, but I don't necessarily think race is that bad of an issue over there in Italy. In comparison, you know, when they're coming. Now, yes, they're an American company. They sell in America, so maybe they need to be conscious of what they're doing, but I don't know. I think we race bait a lot, and then we scream and we cry wolf, and when things are really bad, you know, we've used up all of our capital, and we're not taken as seriously as we should be. Just my thought.
Okay.
But I'd like to explore this race thing, this racial thing with you later.
We will, because that's going to be the topic for tomorrow's show. Since this is Black History Month, that's going to be my topic tomorrow. So we can discuss this further tonight and tomorrow as well on the show.
No, we'll just discuss it tomorrow. I don't want to discuss it tonight and tomorrow.
Discuss what?
Racism.
The topic.
And why he thinks black people can be racist.
No, I didn't say
why black people can be racist.
All races can be racist.
Well, he's saying that all races can be racist. Then we gonna agree to disagree. I think that I can say that I think all races can be bigot, but I don't think all races can be racist.
We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on another installment of Petty Monday. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
I'm here for all this racist shit that's been going on since 1800s and all this. And I agree 1,000,000% with Jason. You know, I think I've had this conversation with Marcus several times before, and my dear brother is just relentless in his stance on the fact, I mean, the opinion that black people can be racist, and they just simply cannot be racist. We all can be prejudiced, have prejudiced views and bigoted views and, you know, colorism and all that. But I'm sorry, black people cannot be racist. Now when you you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, if you're saying the only people who can be racist are people who are in power, where there's a lot of black people in power, we're not talking about a few black people here and there. We're talking about black people as a race cannot be racist, because we just simply don't have the things at our disposal as white people do. First of all, white people come into this country very entitled just by their sheer skin color, and we know that. And so a white person can be racist really without even literally doing anything, by just the virtue of their skin. They can get accepted into things because they're white. We can get excluded from things because we're black. And, you know, it is what it is. So I just don't understand why some black people just keep trying to push this narrative that black people can be racist. And they really, do
you really think that we embrace Indians that move from India, Pakistan, all these people, the Patels that move to the United States, they get all this money to move to America, they open these hotels, they do all these things. You think we treat them with open arms? You think we treat Asian Americans or immigrants from Asia and China, all these places, you know, we eat their Chinese food, as we say, we let them do our nails, but you think we fully accept them as marginalized people as well, that where they're coming from, the opportunities may not be the same as it in America, and they came here for a new opportunity? You think we embrace them with open arms and we treat them as equal?
Okay, first of all, black people are probably one of the only race of people who accept everybody. And you can't mistake embracing or not embracing people with racism, because racist means that you are stopping someone, you're discriminating them, you're keeping them from flourishing because of their skin. Black people don't even have the power to do that. But just to, you know, get on the point that you're making, black people are one of the most accepting race in this world. We accept everybody. Look what happens when a black man gets with a white woman. What do they do? They go to black clubs. They go to black areas. They don't go to white areas, because if they went to white areas, those white men will not have it. So those black men bring those white women to the black clubs and flaunt them in the black sisters' faces and make the black men pat, give them high five because, oh, you got a white girl. That's what happens. It is what it is. And I'm sorry. I agree with Jason 100%. I will be tuning in to your show tomorrow, because I really have something to say. We cannot be racist. I'm sorry. We have a few sprinkle of black people who have power, who can do whatever, but they don't even do it, because they know if they did it, then they ass would be on blast, because white people are not going to let a powerful black person discriminate against other white people. So even the black people who have power, they don't even do it, because they know better.
Yeah, we can review this tomorrow, because this seems very
Well, I think a lot of people, we can talk about it for now, and then y'all can pick up the topic tomorrow, because a lot of people are definitely calling in and want to talk, honey. You know, it's been a lot of racist things that have been going on for the last couple of weeks, and everybody has just seemed like everybody is in an uproar.
Yeah, this black face.
I seen the other day on Facebook that somebody posted up. I was scrolling through my news feed, and someone said, "So Drake gets a pass for blackfacing, because they got a picture of him on with a blackface, so he gets a pass because he's half black and half white, so he gets a pass."
Well, I didn't see that. I don't think. I don't think anybody should be doing blackface. A black person, I mean, they would look ridiculous doing blackface because their face is already black. But blackface to me is when you over exaggerate what a black person looks like. You put shoe polish in your face, no damn black person is that black, and then you make the lips real big and red to make them look like a buffoon, like they used to do in the minstrel.
And that's the part, Kai, that I was trying to stress yesterday. Blackface is not necessarily just you putting black makeup on your face. That's not the only thing that makes it blackface. What makes it blackface is that you're taking a negative stereotype of black people, the pie-stealing black person on the planet, you know, who stole the pie off the white lady's leg, you know, off her window ledge while she was letting it cool. You know, the black person, the daintified house nigger who was trying to suck up to master. Those were the things that blackface were perpetuating. And so any negative stereotype, whether you have on black makeup or not, to me that's blackface, whether you paint your face black or not. And I think that's the part where we try to, oh, it's black. So when people, like, honestly, now what the governor in Virginia did was absolutely just wrong. I mean, he should be held accountable. But for the person who said that, you know, he dressed up, you know, he was trying to honor somebody, it might have been poor choice in what he did. But if his intentions were to honor somebody and he thought that was going to make him look more like the person and he really didn't do anything wrong and it just, you know, I just don't think it's fair to say that they were trying it and we just think the worst of them. When I asked white chicks and Marlon and Sean Wayne is when they had pretty much white face on, you know, and they were perpetuating a white stereotype of affluent white women, you know, we just thought it was funny. Well, why can't
you can't use that narrative because there was never any instance of black people demeaning white people by dressing up like them and doing white face. So that's why this is a no-no because of what happened in the past. When have you ever seen black people or any race demeaning white people by their looks? Those looks are the looks that are revealed.
Tyler Perry, Madea.
How is he demeaning them?
And act white. Hold on. We've put power in that. We made that think that was right. But yes, that's a joke. When we say, oh, you're trying to talk white or stop acting white, that is, I mean, we try to make it seem so. But we are stereotyping them, and it is viewed negatively in our community.
How are we stereotyping white people? How are we stereotyping white people?
I understand what you're saying when you say okay, anybody can dress up and they tend to want to do it all the time for Halloween. Okay, you can dress up for Halloween and be anybody you want. Why do you have to go that extra step and put on black makeup to be this person? You could have been LL Cool J without having to put on black makeup to be LL Cool J.
Okay, but does black makeup make you racist? When you're in a play, if you're in a play, Jason, and the person says, I want a dark-skinned person to play the person, and you're a little lighter, and they throw a few shades of makeup on you, or they put some concealer on you that's darker to make you darker, is that wrong because they want to make you darker?
Well, one, I'm black, so I can't be...
So that's
you,
okay.
Because I have a problem with dark. I have a problem with light skinned people portraying dark skinned people when there is a dark skinned person that could have played that role. I have a problem when there are dark.
That's the same thing. That's going on right now in Hollywood with you know, cisgender actors that are playing trans role, and they have trans actors out here that can play these roles.
Yeah, I have a problem with that too. I think that there's enough diversity that we don't need to substitute.
Gil and find a woman of trans experience or a man of trans experience and have them play this role. And then you have you go and get a cisgender actor to play a trans role. When you have trans actors out here that can play these roles themselves.
Kelly, it's just another way to keep people from getting work and keep people from, you know, being who they want to be. Just like you said, it's a lot of trans women in this scene who are beautiful, who you see when they're performing how dramatic they can be and how they will just be over on the big screen. But they don't want that movement to explode. So they'll try to get somebody, a cisgender woman, to play that role. I hate stuff like that. I hate when they like Nina Simone. Why couldn't they get somebody that looks like Nina Simone? There's millions of women who look like Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get somebody to darken her skin. That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. And what else are you going to think when you have people who are talented who you can pick, but you're going to get somebody who doesn't fit and make them fit? That's crazy. It's crazy.
Yes. If you're on the phone lines and you want to join the conversation that we have, feel free to definitely press 1.
But thank you for taking my call.
I know with the people that have pressed 1 and took their hand down, but definitely press 1 again and come back, and we'll definitely get your call and get to you. But, Kyle, you can stay right there with us. Hold on. We have another caller. It's 718-576. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays.
I think that's my number. I don't know my house number, but what up, y'all?
That's you.
What's going
on?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you?
We're doing fine in yourself. Would you like to join the conversation?
Great. Yes. Yeah, I want to join this conversation.
Well, go ahead.
I want to know why do y'all think that black, number one, why y'all think black people can't be racist? And number two, why does everybody think racism has anything to do with power? And in the definition of racism, it has nothing to do with power. So can you answer that question for the person who does not think that black people can be racist?
Jason?
I've already explained it. I'm not going to keep saying the same thing over here. I don't know when he joined the conversation.
So, all right, so boom. All right, so boom. I appreciate that, right? So
why do you ask the question?
Yes.
Why do you think racism doesn't have anything to do with power?
It doesn't, because racism only means being antagonistic towards somebody of a different race based on your beliefs. That's what it means, saying derogatory things or being antagonistic towards other people. So, like, if a white person says something like, oh,
you're
I don't
sure
want
that's
that culture monkey.
Of a bigot.
No, that's racism. Look it up. But anyway... If a white person says, I don't want that porch monkey on my porch, that is derogatory, antagonistic. If a black person says, I don't want this white person in my shower because I don't want that stringy ass hair on my walls, which my mother used to say all the time, shit like that, which made me scared to even associate with white people or date them, I'm trying to ask you, what makes you think black people can't be racist?
Well, sir, with all due respect, that's your opinion, and I respect your opinion. But first of all, when you said that, look it up, I don't need to look it up. There has been black and white historians, educators, who have defined the term racism. And you can find different definitions of any word
right.
in different dictionaries and different sources. So if
right.
you feel that, if you feel that racism has nothing to do with power, I don't think this show is hard enough for
right.
me to. I don't think this show is hard enough for me to change the mind, and that's not really what my goal is.
No, I watch those things too, like Hidden Colors and all those things. I watch all of that.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question then. When you have a person who is denied employment, denied.
Mm-hmm.
Entry into places simply because of their race. What do you call that?
I call it the same thing. I understand that's on a higher scale, on a higher level, because they have more power. But that has nothing to that has a lot to do with it.
Then
it's
you
on
just
a higher
dispelled
scale.
Your whole theory.
No, I understand what you're saying, but that still does not negate the fact that black people could be racist. But y'all keep putting that out there in the world, like black people can't be racist. They are.
Wait a minute, Kyle. I grew up in a household where my grandmother said, you don't let white people in this house because that's bad luck. And I've never heard no such foolishness like that in my life, but I grew up with that. I grew up with a mother that told me she'd rather me be gay than be with a white woman. I grew up with a mother that told me that she'd rather me be gay than be with a white woman. Now, was my mother racist? No. She was a bigot. Did my mother have white friends? Of course she did. She had lots of white colleagues. Mm-hmm. Was my mother racist? No, she wasn't, but she was a bigot. Was my grandmother a bigot? Yes, she was. My grandma would call Middle Eastern people Indians or sand people and all those things. So those were the things that I grew up with.
All right, so let me ask you one question.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done. So growing up for myself, because my mother was an educator, and I had to figure out, because Black History is one of my favorite months, because I'm fair-skinned, I had to figure out and fight for myself, because there were darker-skinned people that would always say, oh, Jason, you ain't black. You don't know our struggle because you're not black. Why? Because I'm light-skinned. I'm just as black as you because I know where I came from. I know where my ancestors came from. Now, yes, things happened in my grandmother's life. Things happened in my mother's life, and they had every right to feel the way they did. Were they racist? No. They were bigots, and because of them, I had to step outside my box and go out there and meet other people and realize that, you know what, there are good and bad white people. There are good and bad black people. There are good and bad Asians and Indians and all other races. But are we as a whole, as in black African Americans, racist? No, but we are very bigoted.
All right, so also, somebody said racism is taught. All right, the reason,
Go ahead.
I was going to say now what do you say about a person, like, I'm from New York City, right? Like, what do you say about a person who takes the same train I take, they live on the same block that I live on, and they're making the same amount of money that I'm making, a white person, and they are calling me a nigga? All right, now, me calling them a nigga or a cracker, a honky, or whatever, am I being racist toward them? They're not in any power. They're not in any power. I'm not in any power. Are they racist for calling me that? And am I racist for talking to them the way I'm talking to them?
I personally don't.
If a Caucasian person called me a nigga, I'm going to drag their motherfucking ass.
I'm just saying. You would call them racist, right? But what if they don't? What if they're not bothering you, they're not doing nothing, but you constantly calling them names every day? Are you racist? Or are you angry?
You're a bit.
I personally don't view name calling.
And you lighting their hats on fire.
And you
lighting white people hats on fire and stuff like that. Like, what do you call people like that?
I don't really give name calling that much power to say that person is necessarily racist. Like I said,
you have to be able to keep me from something.
You have to be able to keep me from doing something, from attaining something merely because of my skin color, for me to call you racist.
I always wanted to know why.
Hold on, we got another caller. The next caller is 601-651. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
Yes. I'm here for the shit. Yes, black people can be racist. I don't know.
Thank
like,
you.
I don't understand. Like. I get the premise that the black people not being in power, by black people not having control, economic control, political control, that we don't have a say in things, how things go. But at the same time, there are other races other than us. You know what I'm saying? So you have to take in perspective the things that our community says. Just as an example of the start of the show, you talked about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. The next conversation piece is the fact that BET defended Cardi B, which is a Latino Dominican woman, still black, still partly black, over Nicki Minaj, who is a black woman, black Trinidadian woman. That conversation has already started. That's racism in itself. We do it to ourselves. We do it to our own, so I know we give it to everybody else. It's just our ways are different because since we don't have power to make people to do certain things to people, does not mean that we are not in the same breath racist ourselves. I just I get where y'all coming from, and I totally get it. And I thought like that a couple years ago, but I'm it's a bigger worldview that you have to look at to be able to understand. At the end of the day, it's more cultures other than just the black race. And when you have situations like that, some of the things that we do in our community actually attack some of the people that are outside of the other communities too. So to me, I'm just giving my opinion.
We as a race and as a community, we attack ourselves more than people outside of our race in our community.
Exactly.
But even still, we are still making it hard for other people. Look at Mexicans, Hispanic people. We treat them, and I'm not talking maybe not you and I, but we as black people, we're not fighting the same cause as them. They're really, we're almost looking at them as like our competition at some point. You have some people saying, well, God, oh my God, the Mexicans are doing this. They're taking all of this. They're taking all of that. They're moving in. We say slick things out of our mouths because we are slowly becoming the. I guess we're coming.
Okay. Hold on, Jeff, stay right there with us. We got another caller. 424-394. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the air.
Hi. I just have two comments. Comments to what whoever just said about the Mexican thing. I think when people think about that, people think about it one-sided. You have your Trinidadians that come in this country. You have the Russians that come in this country, the Germans, the Chinese. There are a lot of people who come into this country. But people just seem to think about the Mexicans when they think about immigration and like how who are coming across this border and all this other kind of stuff. So I just want people to think deeper when it comes to that. But I had a question when it comes to a comment about the conversation. This is Lala, by the way. Hey, y'all. Black people can be prejudiced. We all can be prejudiced. That is something that every human being has the right to do. But when you talk about racism, racism is something that is systemic, which means it has one race has a dominant power to oppress another person because of their race. Well, black people can be prejudiced. Yes, we have that. But we cannot be racist because we don't hold the racist power that can control the systemics that control this country. And that's all I wanted to add. But great topic.
I just want to say the true definition of racism speaks about one's own personal belief. You can be able to restrict somebody from that personal belief. It has nothing. It says nothing about power.
There are so many different definitions of racism.
People are going to sit back and if you let your skin color or your sexuality hold you back from something that you're trying to achieve, then you wasn't meant to achieve that in the beginning, okay? Because neither one of those things should hold you back from anything that you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Kelly.
If you put your best foot forward to get anything that you want to achieve in life, trust me, you're going to get it when you put your best foot forward. Okay? I'm not gonna let me being trans, and I'm not gonna let me being black hold me back from anything that I'm trying to accomplish. Nobody's gonna hold me back from what I know that I could do for myself if I put my best foot forward. I'm not going to let that define me. And when people stop letting things that people say about them and people do to them define them, we'll be better off as a community and as a race.
Right. And like I said, and I agree with you, like I said, words is not really what gets me. But I want to ask a question to the people who are saying that black people can be racist. Why do you think that this entire world, not just the United States, this entire world, why do you think that the majority of human beings on this planet, not a few, but the majority, never think of black people when the word racism is into play?
Because they know we've struggled so much to where they try to we sugarcoat it. And we say all types. They call us militant. They call us all kinds of things. Like the only person I've ever seen them call
racist
is Louis Farrakhan. They will call them a racist.
But I'm saying the black race as a whole, they don't call us racist. White people, these are people who have tormented us for years. They don't. I mean, I wouldn't think that they care, that they would care to protect us from that word racism. Why don't they call us racist?
But why are we looking at people 200 years later, you know, centuries later,
because the residual stuff that's happening because of 200 years before is things that stem from those years.
They did not create those circumstances.
But
they
benefited from it. But they benefited from it, though.
They are benefiting from it, but, and this kind of goes into the, what I actually said on the post yesterday too. We sold us. I mean, we as blacks, Africans, we sold ourselves into slavery, whether we knew it or not. We did it.
You know that's why I'm not as educated in that part, but there's one brother who I wish was on this show, and he would really blow your mind.
To be honest,
in your post.
Marcus is correct. When he says that
he's
we sold ourselves.
Correct.
But like
he's
I said, like
correct.
I told you on that post, you have to say what you're saying in context. When they
right.
had all those tribes, when they had all those different things going on in Africa, aside from what you have going on in the European world, they weren't paying attention to what was going on as far as the slave trade. Because really the transatlantic slave trade is, to me, that 200 years is just something. You don't even know how long like Africa was enslaved by the Persian people. That was years longer than that. So
correct.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 646-763, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Good evening, Kelly, Marcus, Jason. This is Andre. How are y'all? I've been listening to the show, and in the tradition of the word racist, I don't believe black people are racist.
Mm-hmm.
Black people is the type of race that goes with the flow. If you do something to us, we hold grudges. So throughout slavery, we were taught that white people were no good, and we are still holding on to that today. That's the depth of our racism, because just think of it. Black people don't really care what color you are, just as long as they can benefit from what you do. Look at the musicians we have out here today that are white, that black people are migrating to. They don't care about color. They really don't really care about color. They just care about you treat us right, we treat you right. So I don't think they're naturally racist. They just grudge.
Well, I don't think there are very few people that are naturally. It was something taught.
My whole thing is like the argument is counter to the whole definition. If you're telling me, okay, by the definition of racism, it's a person's personal belief against that whatever that person is, then what you all are telling me is more of an emotional feeling. It's not something that's grounded in, like, I don't know.
Well, think of it this way. White people don't like black people because of the skin of their color. The majority of the black people don't like white people because you didn't like us first. So if you don't like us, then it's like, fuck you. We don't like you either. It's because of the color of our skin they don't like us. We don't like them because of what they did to us.
But that was something
not
they
prejudice.
Were taught. And honestly, we're holding this. My question yesterday was, why are we holding white people of today responsible for what their ancestors did centuries ago when we're not holding our ancestors responsible for what they sold
us? That's an easy answer right there, too. We are watching news every day where a white cop can shoot a black man and get away with it. We're reliving it. What we were taught, we are reliving today. So that explains that.
And to add on to that, Marcus, you know, I think that the white people who are not perpetuating racist actions against us, they may not be doing it, but they're not fighting against the ones who are doing it. Because if they were, you would see, I mean, just about every time you hear or see a black person gets shot or abused by a cop. If you go on these blogs, all you hear is excuses. He should have obeyed. He should have just went along. He should have did this. The cop, you don't know how hard the cop's job is. When it's so blatantly obvious that these cops are going above and beyond corruption. You know, also, look, I work with these people every day. And I know little signs, little cold words that they use to keep people of color from being in executive positions. This stuff goes on across this nation. Don't even talk about overseas. It's happening. So you have people who may not have been back in the 1800s whipping black people, but these same people are not caring about the fact that they have benefited economically. They have, you know, millions of people grow up into riches because they was afforded this, because they was given all this land and loans and all this economic capabilities, where black people were held back. Black people were kept from even being able to read. Years and years and years of head start. And you're going to tell me that you want us to get over it? You want us to just forget about it? We was promised reparations. We never got any of those things. We have not been paid yet. We've not been made close to equal yet. So yes, you may not have been back in those days whipping us, and I wasn't back in there those days getting whipped, but you still have a head start over me. And it's because of what your people did to my people. So that's why they still have a responsibility.
Hold on. Would you private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, Miss Rahi, I'm here for the shipment thing. Hello, this is Mother Baltimore. Can I join the conversation? Can we talk?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So what's the tea tonight? I'm hearing the girls talking about racism and all other things. Baby, do I need to take on, you know, the conversation and all of that? Because I do have something I want to say.
Well, talk. The floor is yours.
Ahead.
Well, baby, I do feel like black people at this point in time, we can be a bit racist sometimes. I do be feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? Because, baby, bitch, if you work with a white person that got cats and dogs, and, baby, they bring the green bean casserole to the motherfucking potluck at work, baby, every black person up in that motherfucking place ain't going to eat the motherfucking green bean casserole. Because the first thing we're going to say is, oh, hell no, I don't eat for white folks. We ain't about to do that. You know, we be a little bit prejudiced sometimes. You see what I'm saying?
But it ain't even that.
Let's keep it real.
Let me say something on that. That don't have anything to do with being a white, black, or whatever race it is. I'm the type of person, I was raised by my grandmother, that I just don't eat from everybody.
No, baby, but see, it do be giving a little bit more when they come from the white household.
Everybody don't cook and everybody don't clean the same way. I don't eat from everybody. You could be my good girlfriend, and I could come over to your house, bitch, and you could offer me something to eat, and I say, oh no, I'm good. I don't want nothing. I don't like you or whatever, bitch. I'm just not eating from everybody, bitch. I don't know how you cleaned your ass. I don't know how you cleaned your house. I don't know how you prepared your food.
Baby, I do feel like the girls be giving the white people a little bit more harder time. Or especially when somebody be trying to comfort you over there, and the first thing we say, that white bitch. Oh, that white bitch. Especially when the white girls be getting with our men and things of that nature, we always got to go for the white girls. Or let's talk about the comedians. Yeah, the comedians that be on the specials, that always got black and white jokes. That always be talking about white people. But then be mad when the white people don't be taking the serious, because we be talking about them so bad. I'm just saying, I'm not defending white people. I'm just saying we got to own up to our shit, too. It be a double standard. We be the first ones that be mad at white folks killing us when we be in our own communities killing ourselves. I do know it's some institutional racism. I do know the history. We have been facing racism for over 500 years. But at the same time, there are things we could do in our own community where we don't have to be treating each other like dog-ass shit people, and also not continue the racism is a perpetuation by putting that shit on white people too. Black people just as equally racist, baby. I remember growing up in the house and I've been hearing my parents talk about white people all the time. Bitch, that's the only time I learned about race, is hearing it from my parents. Oh, hell no, that white bitch. I don't eat that shit from the white people. Bitch,
and
they
who
eat
told
this
you
white
not to eat
the,
who told
food?
You not to eat the casserole at the potluck? Your mama, your family did. That's
my
learned behavior, and it's still racist.
Uh-uh.
Still racist.
We don't eat for no white folks. We don't eat for no white folks. No, my mama said it don't matter.
People.
It can be black people too, but it's even worse with white folks because white folks known to be dirty. They known for they not this. They see, bitch, white people don't use Fabuloso in their kitchen. See, black people, we use Fabuloso. Bitch, white people don't. You know what I'm saying? That's just us with our little stereotype. You see what I'm saying? We do a deep clean. White people do not do, child, please, baby, I know white people, baby, they be a girl going to white people's house, child, the cat be walking up and down the counter, bitch, at least we put our dogs
but
in candy
here's the thing,
cage
here's the
cook.
Thing, and then
you
all the
saying?
Things that you're
that's
just saying
prejudice.
Are stereotypes of white people, and I'm pretty sure all white people don't have cats and shit in their house, so it's
but
just,
that is racism, girl, that's
but we
what
all,
I'm saying.
Yeah, and it is, and it is,
like
it really
say,
is.
Just like they say, all white people smell like and when they get wet, they smell
wet
like a dog,
wet
dog,
girl. Wet dogs. Hello, Kelly. Thank you.
Yeah, that.
Come on
and
now. Everybody done said something like
that.
The monster,
that don't have
the ugly
to be true.
Monster.
That don't have to be true about everybody.
Right.
They say
not,
white people smell
saying.
Like wet dogs. They say black people are porch monkeys, Miss Thing Bitch. Like, you know, it's all different types of things that people say about people to offend people and try to hurt people and
period.
Bring them down.
Everybody racist, child.
Yeah,
but look,
the gag is,
ain't nobody more racist than Asian people, child.
So, Mother Baltimore,
I have a question for you.
People need to start taking themselves out of these boxes that they're allowing people to put them in. If you take yourself out of the box and don't allow somebody to put you in the box, it ain't nothing that nobody's going to say that's going to offend you or make you feel any type of way. But if you keep boxing yourself in this small corner, then you're going to keep being in that small corner, in that small box, and letting these words and these things that people say offend you. Bitch, you can't offend me about... I already know about myself.
Kelly, now you mean to tell me some little white ass motherfucker from New Rochelle on the street calling your ass a big black ass gorilla, you ain't gonna cuss them the fuck out?
I might cuss them out, bitch, or I might pay it. I was just walking down the street the other day, okay? And this gay boy walked past me, bitch, and called me a fag, okay? And I paid him, bitch. But my boo ran the dog shit out of him, bitch. I paid the dog shit out of him, bitch. And I kept walking, bitch, because it didn't bother me.
But see, he gay. You know what I'm saying? That ain't go. I'ma pay it because I'm like, you a faggot too,
right.
With the five.
As
but bitch, if you white, and you gonna call me a nigga or a monkey, bitch, you about to get these motherfucking hands.
Hold on, we got another call. The Baltimore Bitch on hold. We got another caller. Hold on. 718-576, you're live on the air.
Yo.
What's good?
Hello?
Yeah.
I have a problem with y'all because y'all be like picking and choosing when shit is racism or when it's convenient. Like, I don't
exactly.
Want that. I'm a black person. I love my black people. I'm pro black. And I used to be afraid to talk to white people because I had the fear for my mom. Like, I believed that she was a fucking racist. But that's not the point. The point I want to say is this. Now, I understand racism and prejudice goes hand in hand. The difference, like y'all was saying, is power. Now, listen to this. Me and you at a basketball game. You're white and I'm black. My teammates, I pick a black boy, right? I pick a black boy on my team and win the championship. But we only at a high school level, right? Now, let's say when you're on a higher scale and the white person is like, no, I want all these white people on my team. You're going to say that is racism because they're on a higher scale. It's the same thing at the high school basketball game. Why is that not racism? It goes hand in hand. Prejudice and racism goes hand in hand. It's the same thing. You're being prejudiced, but because they have a little bit of power or they got a little bit more
money,
that's why it's racism.
They're related, but they're not. But one is
The difference is power. The difference is money.
Wait, can somebody?
I kept you from the championship.
Down.
Hold on.
Hello?
I kept you from the championship. Okay.
Hold on. Let me finish.
I know.
I need you to reiterate what you said because I'm still trying to understand this whole thing about
basketball. Cool. Check this out. We having a basketball game, and you know we're gonna pick the black person, right? And you're gonna call that prejudice. You're gonna call that me being prejudiced, right? Because I picked the black guy, right?
No.
You
probably think they play better.
All right, exactly. He's a black person, and I picked all black kids because I think black boys play basketball better than white people. I picked the whole black team. You're going to call that prejudice, because we don't have any money, and we're playing on the high school basketball team.
No,
now, let's
that's
say
not
we
that
playing,
prejudice.
Because
that's
I feel like
smart.
Black people are better.
Because you see it.
Right, exactly. You hear what you just say. When you think your own kind is better, that's cool.
No, it has nothing to do with your own kind, man. It has nothing to do with that.
I'm giving you an example, and I'm giving you an example. Listen to my example. I'm picking them because I think black people are better, right?
Why do you think they're better?
Because I love black people, and I think all black people are better than
That's
in
not
sports.
Why. I think you're just saying
I'm,
that to
I'm
make
I'm giving
your
you
point.
An example. I'm trying to give you an example. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm trying to break it down and listen to what I'm saying. I'm picking this team because in my heart, I know black people are the best in sports. They are better. This is my team. That's called prejudice, right? I know we're going to go to the championship.
No,
right.
It's not. Because
so what is it, a fact? It's a fact?
One,
is it a fact?
That's not all black people can run. Not all black people can play basketball. Not all black
it's
people
a stereo,
can run.
It's a stereotype,
chicken.
Correct or not?
Right. That's a stereotype. All right,
cool. All right, cool. Now, in my beliefs, because prejudice means what? Prejudice means what? And you, if you believe that your own race being biased is better than another race, correct or not?
No. But that's not the same as basketball. Prejudice means that you think that they're just a better human being
than
the other.
I'm giving you a direct example. I'm telling you a story to go off of. A direct example. I'm saying.
But your example
is not making
sense.
Alright, forget
it. You're gonna try to dissect it instead of listening to me and then
because
answer the question.
Because it's not making sense to me.
Hold on. Y'all are listening to respond to him, and y'all not listening to get what he's under to understand.
Well, that's
so let him explain
to,
it,
well,
and then if you don't understand,
I'm trying.
That's why I asked him to dumb it down
right,
so that I could get a better understanding.
So let him try it again. But every time you keep interrupting him.
All right, so let me ask this question. All right, what do you think prejudice – all right, so you, what does prejudice – being prejudiced means? Number one. Because maybe our definitions are different because I'm not understanding what
who you,
prejudice
who are you
means
asking?
To you.
Well,
whomever, anybody.
To me, it means that you're basing everything sheerly on race, not their ability, just the fact that this person is black or this person is white. I don't want to go over this person's house because he's white. That's prejudice. I only want these people to work with me because they're black. That's prejudice. I want these people on my team. Because they're good players and they just happen to be black. That's not prejudice.
All right, cool. So you're basically being biased. Being biased is prejudice, right? I'm trying to dumb it down. I don't even want to say it anymore because I feel like y'all wilding right
prejudice,
now. Y'all smart people and I feel like y'all acting dumb right now.
I apologize. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from.
What he's saying is you're going into the situation already with your mind on the black person.
Exactly.
You're not going to consider the white person or whatever other race it could be in the situation
But that's his opinion. If it's a sports game, I'm not going to have a bunch of black people on my team. That's his opinion.
Jason, think of the basketball game. White men can't jump, right?
I've never saw that movie.
Oh my God!
Move on. The bottom line is this. I'm gonna tell y'all this. The bottom line is this. The difference between the two is what you said. Power. It's basically the same thing. racism and being prejudiced is basically the same thing. But the difference is the power. You
no,
can't. If I don't have any power, I can't keep you from money. I can't keep you from anything. But I would pick my own before you because I'm prejudiced. You're going to pick your own before me because you're going to call it racism because you have power. It doesn't make
sense.
When
you say pick, if you're talking about picking a person to work for you because they're black or they're white, that's racism because now you are controlling somebody's destiny based on their race.
Okay,
that is racism.
So can a black person do that if they own a regular mom and pop shop store and they won't hire a white person? Would you call that racism or would you call that
That's
prejudice?
Why I said in the beginning when I first came on here, I said individual black people who have power can do it, but the black race as a whole cannot because we don't own any economic equity in this country.
So what about the poor white man who has no power?
Okay, thank you, Sam, for calling in. Thank you, Sam, for calling in. Hold on, give me a minute. You know, y'all know this show is not free. I definitely got to pay some bills, so give me 2 minutes.
All right.
The Power of Pride Ball. The 10th annual PopX Friday, 5 April 2019. Host, Cash Ms. Rock, legendary Oso Melon, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Milan. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers, 6-10. Eight general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers, 6-10. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team states, 3 points per state. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace. Believe in pieces.
Yes, so we are back. Don't forget on March 30th in Los Angeles, California, it's the April Fool's Ball hosted by Father Marcus Mizrahi. I will definitely be live in the motherfucking building, bitch, for the April Fool's Ball in Los Angeles. So if you're in the motherfucking area of California and you want to see the doll, make sure you're here for the shit. And I'll also be live in motherfucking D.C. for Memorial Day weekend, where I will definitely be hosting the red carpet at the motherfucking Icon James Caan's motherfucking ball. I'm hosting the red carpet, so for all you girls in D.C., I'm here for the motherfucking shit in D.C. June 8th here in New York City, it's the big, the bold, and the beautiful ball, part two, hosted by yourself and my sister, MC Deborah. We here for the motherfucking shit, and it's going motherfucking down June 8th, over $7,000 in cash categories, all categories of cash, all categories will be called, all cash will be given out. There's only 10 tables on sale, and those tables will go on sale this Saturday night at midnight. And to everybody that's asking about paraphernalia at my ball, there will be no more paraphernalia at my ball. All the Jess Kelly t-shirts went in the trash because the bitches wasn't here for the motherfucking shit. The only girls that was the shit was my straight community. So I threw all the rest of the t-shirts in the motherfucking trash. I'm not here for the motherfucking shit. I'm not gonna beg a bitch to do any motherfucking thing for me. So all the t-shirts went in the trash. Baby, it's only about 5 t-shirts left, bitch. Okay.
Okay.
Tonight was interesting. I hate that it was so rushed. We have to revisit this again.
But we will tomorrow.
Where we can focus.
Yes. Okay, hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, you already know who this is, Miss Sanger. Mother Baltimore back, baby. I'm on. So I wanted to join the conversation once again.
Go ahead.
So are we going to continue with this whole racism and prejudice thing? Because number one, y'all all wrong. I can break down the definitions if y'all need me to. Okay, we talk about something a little bit more fun. Okay. I mean,
Well, before we do that, Mother Baltimore, I had a question for you. I don't think you heard me last time. You said something about, you know, sometimes you know, black girl would say, like if a white girl says something or do something, you said that the black girl would say, or that white bitch or whatever. My question for you is this. Why do you think a black girl would say that?
Because I do feel like black people, we as a community have resentment racism. Do you know what I mean by that, resentment racism?
I don't know what resentment means.
You know when, like, your nigga, you know what I'm saying, fuck another nigga up in the ass, bitch, and you resent him. You mad
we
at
really
him. So anything
that.
He do to you, bitch, you resent him. Like, he could do something simple, like, he could drink up all the fucking apple juice, but because he fucked another nigga in his ass 2 weeks ago, bitch, I resent you. So now I'm fucking mad at you because you drank my apple juice. So with black people, because we were motherfucking victims of slavery and prejudice, bitch, I feel like we have resentment racism, meaning that we motherfucking hate white people when they do the most minor shit, like when they date motherfucking black men. Oh, that white bitch took down my black man. That white bitch ain't do nothing to you. But because I'm a victim of racism and I learned our history, I got resentment racism. So that's what I feel like black people are doing. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, girl. That's what it be giving. I know y'all bitches be giving rate and resentment down. You know how when you be with your nigga Trey and he be fucking with another bitch queen and you resent him. You be like, oh, for real? Oh, okay. And bitch, you don't want to go in your bag no more for your little piece of Trey. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because he fucking with all the other bitch queens around town. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, resentment. Baby, resentment racism. That's what I feel like black people have, baby. Resentment racism. Bitch, I'll wait for my reparation.
Tomorrow.
Okay,
that's going to be trending.
Hold on, I'm going to put you back on hold, girl. To Raquel, I don't know why you mad at me. Why you disappointed at me? Because, I threw them away. I had to make space. I'm not gonna be lugging shit and all type of shit. I'm not begging bitches for anything, Raquel. Like, you know, and it is what it is. I threw them away. I got like 5 left, Raquel. If you wanna get one, Raquel, you know, I probably have your 5 left. I got a couple of like 5 of them left in here. But bitch, I threw the majority of them in the fucking garbage, Raquel. And I'm sorry, you know, that was so long ago, bitch. I'm not here begging bitches for anything, you know. Please. 215-405-406. You're live on the air.
You're live on the air.
215-406.
Okay,
you're gone.
Are you muted, girl? You gone now, bye.
Yeah, they gone now, honey. But So it was a couple of mini balls that happened this weekend, honey. Let's get into that. We're gonna go back and touch on the racist topic tomorrow night on Juicing with the Jade at 10 o'clock. They're definitely gonna get back up on this topic, so y'all can definitely tune in and definitely listen to them if y'all want to get back into this topic, honey. You know, and chat, honey. But let's get into the mini balls. There was a couple of mini balls that happened this weekend. Do y'all have any other tea that happened at those mini balls, Jason or Marcus? Because you know I'll be following all of that shit, baby, honey. Okay, I need to be booked and busy, honey, and stop.
No, we actually don't have much information besides who won the $500 in St. Louis. That's it.
Oh, congratulations to Chaos for Chaos Barmaid for definitely winning $500, honey, for realness at the Valentine's Day Ball, and I think in St. Louis, honey.
Yeah,
yes,
everybody else. We don't know who else won. Sorry.
Yeah,
Baltimore,
he definitely.
Y'all make y'all these pages. Make the pages public, not private. That's it. Unfortunately, we don't have much information.
Yeah, unfortunately it was a dry week, and it was dry, and it was dry situations that happened this weekend. So we really wasn't out here for the shit and stuff like that. But you know, we came and we gave y'all a little show so we can talk about some things that's been going on here in the community and stuff of that nature. And you know, one thing I learned, you know, when it comes to us Black people as a community, we need to start supporting our own people. If you buy Black and you eat Black and do things Black, you're helping your own people, okay? But you'll rather go out and support other people than support your own people in your own community. And it's a shame. Okay. Oh yes. I gotta say congratulations. I think the designer name was B. Cole. I went to the fashion show this weekend, and my daughter Treasure and my son Gillette walked in the fashion show this weekend, along with Aaliyah Garcon, along with Mimi West, along with Mermaid Garcon, and a whole bunch of other collective people in ballroom models this weekend in the fashion show. I just want to say congratulations to all of those girls that's out there that's doing their thing and, you know, outside of ballroom and thing. The fashion show was wonderful. I had a great time at the show. Love seeing all the kids. You can go to my YouTube page and see the video of all of them walking in the show and stuff. I definitely had a great time, and it's great to see, you know, our transgender girls, our homosexual male, and Corey 007, and our homosexual males, and our lesbian women and cisgender women that's a part of our scene, you know, on the runway, doing their shit on the runway. It's definitely phenomenal, bitch. It's like, word, bitch. I just be gagging to see all of them, you know, out there doing what they think. So I had a great time at the fashion show this weekend, honey, and shit, honey. So. But besides that, I hope all of you hoes are getting ready for Valentine's Day on Thursday, and I hope y'all not spending all of y'all change and stuff, you know, trying to buy shit for somebody that really don't want you and all types of shit like that, and they pretend to like want you. Because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers get into relationships in the wintertime, and right before Valentine's or somebody's birthday, you know, they break up with them so they ain't got to buy them nothing. Okay, so I hope y'all ain't going out here spending all y'all money and tricking all y'all money, and y'all ain't getting nothing from the people and stuff. Shout out to my son. Shout out to my son Kobe that just joined my live that I haven't heard from in forever. So you know, so Valentine's Day is on Thursday, and don't forget this Saturday we will be in Queens for Ballroom X, where they're giving away over $10,000 in categories. The ball starts at 5:00 sharp. So make sure y'all come out and have a good time and shit like that.
Okay,
you know, you said what?
Yeah.
What you said? Hello?
Yeah, Jason, I don't know where he went.
Oh, did Jason, what happened with Jason? I don't know, he's still there. Oh, and so y'all know at my ball on June 8th, my grand prize is Trans Man's Realness for $2,000. And one of my other mini grants that I'm going to announce tonight, because all the categories will be dropping on Saturday as well, I'm going to be having $500 Oway in the name of my sister, MC Deborah Kool-Aid. I'm going to be having Oway for 500 girls in the name of my motherfucking sister. Y'all know I always do something in the name of my sister. So we're going to be having Oway for $500. So for all you Oway girls and things out there, bitch, y'all be ready, bitch, okay? And y'all know at the BBB Ball, I like to keep things real smooth and real simple when it comes to my categories. So the categories going to be dropping on Saturday, and everything is just in a big, bold, and beautiful motherfucking look, bitch, you know. So we here for the shit, bitch. And I want to also, I also want to thank my special sponsor that I can't mention. I'm not going to mention their name. And I also want to thank Callan Lord has just partnered with the BBB Ball and is donating money with the BBB Ball. And I got like four or five more agencies that's definitely going to be sponsoring and with the BBB Ball. And I'll definitely, as I sign my contracts with them, I'll definitely be promoting them and their brand and everything here on the Jess Kelly Network, you know, because we're always here for the shit, bitch. And then right after June, after my ball, we're going to be going down to North Carolina for 13 reasons. 13 reasons why you need to be in North Carolina, honey. Marcus, can you give us 13 reasons why these bitches need to be in North Carolina?
I'm going to try.
Huh?
I was going to call me either. Just be there. It's going to be really exciting. A big announcement is coming next week. A big announcement.
Ooh. Oh, yes. He got a big announcement that's definitely going to be coming. So we're about to impede on Tens of Chops time because their show about to come on in a few minutes. So I want to thank everybody that definitely tuned into the show tonight. Don't forget to tune in to Tens of Chops. They about to come on the other network right now. Definitely tune into their show and listen to their show, The Iconic Point of View. They're definitely going to be on, and they definitely can recap and let you know everything that happened at the balls this weekend, because Rodney was definitely at a couple of balls that happened this weekend. So definitely tune into their show. This was another installment of Petty Mondays, hosted by myself, the icon, Mother Kelly Mizrahi, and I love y'all all for loving me. Like I tell you every Monday when I'm on the show, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'll see y'all back here on the air next week, Monday, for another installment of the show. Good night.